Are you supposed to move a turtle across the street when you see them crossing, but you're fearful that they're about to get smashed?
I would.
Absolutely.
Well, look, I do it all the time.
As long as traffic is not dangerous and it's not dangerous for me to stop, yes, I will go move the turtle. I don't want it to be hurt.
Well,
is that the wrong thing to do?
No, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Turtles are on the move right now. You're supposed to move them. They are. I've seen it so much lately. One time I wasn't able to stop, and it was a big one, Murph, but it was just like four lanes of traffic, and I'm like, no, you're really not trying to do it, and I would have not been safe.
I know what the answer is on this one, I think.
What?
As long as it's safe, like you said, Jody, is you should probably make sure that you put it in the direction it was already going.
That's one thing.
Because it took it forever to get there.
No.
Don't help him back.
Right, right. Just like, because then he's going to have to start all over. It'll be tomorrow.
You're supposed to move them the shortest distance possible. You're supposed to leave them alone as much as possible. If you see one in your yard, you're supposed to leave them alone because it's actually life-threatening to mess with them too much.
Well, I don't mess with them in my yard.
I know. They're great.
I take pictures
of them. It's life-threatening for them. They're all about direction. And so if you turn the turtle around, you've messed them up. You've messed up their life's work. They're lost.
Really?
Yes.
Well, in that case, you shouldn't move them to this.
If they're about to get run over by a truck and you can safely get out, you get out and pick it up and move it the same direction it was going in.
Yeah.
The shortest amount of distance that you, and I did it the other morning. Saturday morning when I went to mail that package on our street, right before the little vet clinic turn off, a sweet little turtle was crossing and I stopped. I made sure nobody was, and I moved him over. And he looked at me really funny. Thanks, lady.
Was he on his way to the vet?
I don't know
actually,
where he was.
He was saying thanks. So you're saying, okay, now I'm confused.
Yeah.
No, great lady.
I was going the other way.
No, same exact direction. When I came back down to the street to our house, I stopped at the vet parking lot and I got out. He was already gone. So I moved him from the middle of the street right to the edge of the grass.
I can't believe I got it right. So just do it in the direction they're already going.
The exact direction, but as move them as little as possible because it does mess with them. Okay?
And if you, you know what? I mean, to me, if the alternative is being smashed by a car, a little confusion is probably not going to hurt them, right? Right? Yeah.
No.
Just saying.
A lot of confusion will hurt them a lot.
I mean, how confused can a turtle be?
If you turn them around, very.
Okay.
Well, understand?
They do live a long time, Sam, so maybe it's very stressful to have confusion for 100 years.
Okay.
Another day of this.
On the way at 6:50, three things to know to start your day. Coming up next, everybody's got an opinion about your camper van dreams. Wow. Sam?
Direct message us on Facebook.
We love to see you there and connect with you there. Let's jump right in. Suzanne, regarding your dreams, Sam, for a camper van.
All of my dreams?
Well, your dream of a camper van.
It's an idea right now. For when I retire, I'm thinking maybe get a camper van. I've been stuck on TikTok watching them lately, and it's like, this sounds like something I could do.
Sounds like fun to you.
Yeah.
Suzanne says, very cool, Sam. I'd say go for it. Take photos where you've been. You can make photo albums. Take it all in. If it doesn't work out, sell it.
Yeah.
Stephanie, life is short. Buy the van. Give it a whirl. If you like it, yay. If not, sell it. Yay.
I'm glad she said that because, you know, I saw something last week and it may leak online. It wasn't about the van, but it was said life is short. Buy the tickets.
Mine is life is short. Buy the shoes.
Murphy
knows it.
Mine is life is short.
Says it all.
Yeah, Murphy wins. Murphy wins that one. Okay. To finish though, Stephanie, look back on your life and say, I can't believe I did that, rather than I wish I did.
Yeah.
Stephanie, such great advice.
It's true.
And something that you had told Sam to be aware of is like septic, like make sure that you know that you'll have to handle that.
Oh, yeah.
Septic tank. And
yes, right.
Denise says, my parents have a camper van and they love it. They don't worry about a septic tank because they use campground facilities.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a campground, you've got the shower, you've got all those utilities. But otherwise, yeah, everything's on the gray water.
So you're thinking of taking off in your, what is it, a camper?
Camper van.
Camper van and just going where the road takes you.
You don't, because like, did you know that you can park in Walmart parking lots all over the country?
No.
What, like spend the night if you want to?
Unless they have a specific store has a problem with it. Walmart's policy is you could, if you've ever passed a Walmart parking lot and you see a bunch of 18-wheelers or campers, that's why. Walmart says you want to spend the night and you can do it. Just keep clean.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you really have been researching this.
So you got campgrounds, you got
Walmart
rest areas, you got Walmarts, you know.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the comments, Suzanne, Stephanie, and Denise. Love hearing from you anytime. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Now, you guys remember Jodie Foster as Clarice Starling in The Silence of the Lambs.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. Mm. May I speak with you?
You're one of Jack Crawford's, aren't you?
That movie is, you always remember where you were and what you were feeling the first time you experienced that movie.
Anthony Hopkins won the Oscar. Did she win an Oscar for that, too?
Don't remember.
I don't think nominated. She did, but she had won an Oscar years before. Yeah. She should have. Okay, so I bring it back up because that character, Clarice Starling, was based on a real person. Her name is Jana Monroe.
Really?
And she has this book called Hearts, it's a long title, Hearts of Darkness, Serial Killers, The Behavioral Science Unit, and My Life as a Woman in the FBI.
Wow.
So that's her title of her book because she's a woman in the FBI. She has been consulted on over 850 homicide cases, including Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, just to name a few.
So is that what she does in this book as she talks about those?
Yes.
Oh,
this is
cool.
Be a good book for you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It might keep you up at night. Anyway, that book is being adapted into a TV show, and we know how popular true crime is. So this is actually true crime from the investigator's point of view.
Wow.
Don't know where it's going to land, but it'll be on a streamer, and when it does, we will let you know. Hopefully they shorten the title for the show.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Well, with only about 3 days to spare, I found the perfect gift for my mom for Mother's Day, and I have to give you props, Jody. I think I found my Mother's Day present, and it's okay to say it here because she
doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen.
Aww.
The only time my mom keeps up at the show is when she looks at the reels or whatever on Instagram.
Okay, good.
Hey, I heard you talking about me. Yeah.
Okay, Judy.
But what I'm going to get her, and this just fell in my lap. You mentioned it yesterday, Jody, that Tom Selleck has this new memoir out called You Never Know.
Yes, it dropped yesterday
and
about his 60 years in the business.
Yeah, it's about more than Magnum P.I.
Well, he's 79 years old, and he's been in the business most of his life.
I didn't know he was 79.
Me either.
Yeah, it's. I read a little excerpt on Amazon from it, and it's really seems like it's going to be a cool book because it's not just the Magnum stuff.
Of course,
you're
going to
get the Blue Blood stuff, and also
Friend
stuff.
He was Richard on Friends.
But
right.
You may not remember this. Going way back, he was on the Rockford Files.
Negative.
And
I don't.
In the book, he says James Garner was his mentor.
Oh.
And so he has like major props in the book for James Garner.
Who played Jim Rockford on the Rockford Files.
Now, I wouldn't know that.
The only reason I know this, well, besides reading the excerpt, is my dad used to love Rockford Files. So we had to watch it. We had to watch it. And he played a private eye named Lance White, who was like this goofy, naive.
What, Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Rockford hated him because Rockford was like this, you know, hard-nosed guy, and this guy was a goofball, and he's pretty looking, and he's getting all the answers with all the investigations. So anyway, that's covered.
I'll have to go back and see if I can YouTube a few of those episodes.
Yeah. Oh, he was only in two. And it was about a year after that. The producers saw him on Rockford. They gave him Magnum a year after that. Created a whole show for
him. The whole Magnum thing, though, he turned down Indiana Jones?
Turned down Indiana Jones for that because he had... done the screen test, and they said, we want you. And he's like, well, I kind of got this thing going in CBS. I'm not sure yet which one I want to take.
In the book, I hope he goes into whether he regrets that, because you can't regret Magnum, but Indiana Jones?
You'd live on forever.
Indiana Jones. I would have been more of a fan, probably.
Yeah.
No offense to Harrison Ford.
Well, he wouldn't have been wearing those shorts in Indiana Jones either, would he?
Oh, yeah, never mind. Okay.
So I'm thinking my mom...
Didn't she love
him? Like this. She loved Magnum, and I know she watches Blue Bloods now. So, So it's called You Never Know. It's Tom Selleck's memoir, and it just came out this week.
Good, and fingers crossed that your mom, Miss Judy's, not listening.
No!
Right.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, TikTok and its parent company ByteDance filed a lawsuit against the federal government yesterday, saying the legislation that's Forcing them to sell TikTok or see it banned violates the First Amendment rights of its users.
Kind of expected saying, that.
Of course, it bars every American from participating in a unique online community. They've done this before in Montana, and the federal judge ruled in favor of TikTok. So this will go on for a long time.
Yeah.
Number two, Apple unveiled new iPads yesterday, and Tim Cook said it's the biggest day for iPads since its introduction.
They have a $3,000 iPad.
They do. It's the thinnest ever, the iPad Pro, 5 millimeters thick. And the new M4 microchip, which is apparently outrageously powerful, is what they're saying, for AI use. But there's a Pro, and then there's another.
There's a regular, and then there's smaller, the one we can afford.
It's like four new versions, okay? And number three, this is odd. The company that makes Swiss Army knives, the Swiss Army company, releasing a new one that doesn't have a knife.
Oh.
In Europe, they're banning pocket knives over some crime and stabbings. And so they're saying, look, their customers are not using that blade anymore. They're using the foldable corkscrew and nail clippers and screwdrivers, you know, and even the wire stripper.
I understand that, but you can do some damage with a corkscrew and all those other things on there.
I'm just letting you know that if you have an old Swiss Army knife with a blade, you'll have something special going forward.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Text or call us. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Tiffany?
I have a story. I have a story about my mom. I know y'all are doing that this week.
Yes, we are. Bring it.
So my dad taught at my middle school, and my mom was at my high school. So it really kind of, adolescence for me wasn't the best because they know my friends. They know the bad kids. You know, I always felt the need to kind of hide things because I didn't. It's hard, you know.
I mean, yeah, you didn't have anything that was all your own.
Yeah.
Most kids go to school, and that's their own world away from home.
Right.
So I understand that.
Like, and you don't want to tell your parents anything because then they might take it out on the, and then you'll be the snitch, you know.
It's sure.
Like, I went through a bad period in high school where by a group of girls, and I didn't want to tell my mom. Because I was going to high school, and I was like, I just don't want to tell her because I don't want that drama, you know?
Sure.
But it got pretty bad, and she noticed I was crying one night. I was really bad off.
Yeah.
So finally, I was like, look, I'm going to tell you, but, like, these girls, they're sitting there telling me that they're going to, like, beat me up and stuff. And I'm like, but please don't say anything. Please don't say anything, you know?
Right.
And, she was like, I want you to come with me to the principal. And I was like, oh, God, this is like the worst thing ever. And what she did kind of blew my mind because she sat there in front of her boss, the principal, and said, I'm not coming to you as an employee.
Yeah.
Today, I'm here as a mother.
Nice.
And she said, this is what's going on with my daughter. And I'm just here to let you know that I have given her my permission to fight back.
Oh, wow.
Just so you know in advance, if someone that comes after my daughter and attacks her, my daughter's fighting back.
Yeah, that's her being mama bear.
And I just felt like I didn't want to go to her, and I'm kind of getting choked out. Like, it was at that moment that I was like, wow, she's a mom first.
Right. Yeah. And you don't necessarily see that until the occasion calls for it. That's what I mean when I say mama bears live inside. You don't know it until a bear has to come out.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Mm-hmm. Man, she puts me above her job. Man, she's telling the principal, I'm not here as your employee.
Yeah.
I'm here as a mom.
Yeah.
And that's what you needed to hear from her. You needed to know that she would do that. Yes. Love it.
Yeah, it's all good.
Thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50, and Sam is the food dude next.
McDonald's is about to drop a bigger Mac on us.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Got some sandwiches to tell you about here, including number one at McDonald's.
Okay.
Earlier this year, they brought back the double Big Mac. Four patties on that sucker.
Whoa.
But that's not going to be enough because the CFO says they are in a street fight with all the fast food companies. So
street fight. I guess it's true.
They are building a bigger burger.
A bigger Big Mac?
I don't know what it is.
A bigger Mac.
I don't know if it's going to go out or if it's going to go up, you know, more patties. Or
I mean, it seems to me you kind of have to go out at this point.
I would think.
Because if you go up higher, that's going to be a
six
difficult
patties,
one.
Six patties, yeah.
Yeah.
He says it's going to debut in a few markets later this year. As far as the name goes, they don't have a name yet, or if they do, they're not disclosing what it is. But, you know, bigger Mac, biggest Mac.
The Mac. Ooh. Mac.
Yeah, the Mac Daddy.
Oh, that's fun. Aren't they selling a saucier Mac now, too? I feel like I've seen Billboard.
Yes, you're right.
The Big Mac has more sauce this time now.
Nice. Well, you need that with a little piece of bread in the middle.
Sop it up.
Yeah. Mm. Once they come out with the, you know, they ought to have a contest to name it.
Yes.
Anyway, agreed. What do I know? Popeye's has a new chicken sandwich. They're going to start this up again.
Oh.
It is a golden barbecue chicken sandwich. Mm. Barbecue honey mustard is the sauce that they're going to put on it.
Delish.
So you're going to have the regular chicken with the sauce on it. They're also going to do a blackened chicken where you can put the honey barbecue mustard sauce on it.
They're in a street war, too. Fight, whatever.
The chicken fight.
They're playing chicken with each other.
You can also add bacon and cheese to that. I am not going to go any further.
Okay.
And if you are tired of having to eat pizza rolls for breakfast, I got some good news for you.
Who does it? Who does that?
My kids.
Okay.
Totino's is releasing breakfast snack bites.
Okay. Got it.
So basically it's a pizza roll made for breakfast.
Stuff.
Yeah. Sausage and cheese, chorizo, cheesy chorizo, and pork shoulder, bacon, and cheese.
Wow. Okay. And thank you. And you know what? You can do them in the air fryer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do pizza rolls. They have those little White Castle bites I cook in there all the time.
I'll smell the house up in the morning.
And Garfield is going to have a new snack when the new movie comes out in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Pop Chips Nacho.
Is it for cats or humans?
No, it's humans. It's a regular human chip, but
it's
like a partnership.
Themed.
Yeah,
ooh.
So we're going to see meeting this brand new nacho-flavored Pop Chips in the movie.
I bet that's
gross. I don't know about the lasagna, though.
All right, coming up next, you're a Hollywood outsider. Thank you, Food Dude.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock both say they are down for Speed 3.
Stay on or get off?
Get off.
I didn't remember that there was a Speed 2.
There was, and I don't remember it.
But I remember the first one almost word for word. The most unbelievable concept. Like if somebody told you this, the premise of this movie today, you'd be like, no. But you watched that movie and it was so good.
But we made two and we're going to make a third one.
Well, maybe there are a lot of people who love to. Just because we don't remember it, that doesn't mean anything.
But is it going to be on a bus again?
Understand. Probably not.
Same shtick?
Understand. Those two have real on-screen chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
They really did. And that's the magic of it. You can't write that or create chemistry. It either lives or it does not. They both want to work together one more time. Mm-hmm. They worked together after Speed, the first one, after Speed 2, on a movie called The Lake House in 2006, if you want to dig into that and see that chemistry again. I've also got Wednesday news from Netflix. Season 2 has begun filming, finally. Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, we know Steve Buscemi is joining, Christopher Lloyd is back. No release date, but at least they're underway filming.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
More Mama Bears on the way. The times your mom's claws came out for you. It's called Being a Mama Bear. We're doing this ahead of Mother's Day. Join us anytime. So many ways to do that. 877-310-4MSJ. If we miss you, you can leave us a message. Let's grab some now.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Good morning. Hey, it's a Mama Bear. The girls' dad passed away 3 years ago, so I've noticed that my mama bear instinct is beyond out of control. Sometimes I feel like I have to reel it back, but I feel like I am mama bear for two of us. So
yes,
keep up the good work, mama bears, because your kids need you.
Oh.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for this. I hate that we missed your call. But I will say I've never thought about the fact that it could be turned up, the mama bear-ness feeling turned up when your kids are hurting.
Yeah.
That's what she's, you know,
yeah, and losing a parent.
That's why they're hurting.
Yeah.
So you feel, you know, even more so mama bear. Thank you for that. We're loving hearing these stories about not just the times when your mom's, you know, claws had to come out or whatever, but just things that your mom said to you that...
resonated
play or, in your head mm-hmm. still. Like, you will still hear your mom's voice when you're doing certain tasks or, you know, when you have yeah. a decision to make even. Mary says, my mom will be 88 this year. This is on our Facebook page. She always told me, well, they can get glad in the same pants they got mad in. What does that mean? They can get over it. Is what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah,
that's for them to deal with.
That's interesting. I love little sayings like that are kind of quirky.
That's an older thing. You don't hear that. And I've never heard that one, but you have to think about it for a second. She also said, now I've heard this a lot, Mary. She also said they're getting too big for their britches.
Oh, yeah.
That was my grandfather that used to say that.
And that just means you're thinking a little too highly of yourself.
Yeah. Egotistical, right.
Yeah. Nina says, regarding what her mom said, it is better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. That's when you're trying to pack for something.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't need an umbrella.
Yeah.
That's what a mom will tell you.
Okay.
Better to have it and not need it.
Like
I heard that.
That too. That's cool.
And Olivia, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your mother. Oh.
Those are hard words to hear, but then you, as you get older, you understand it.
That
you
speaks
know?
To me. Yeah. It is a job. Love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram and Facebook.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, with remote work being what it is today, here's a lot of people who are living the dream. Many are moving to Orlando, fans of Walt Disney World, to work while at Disney. They have installed at Disney more charging ports and more places for people to sit and work remotely from their laptops. Huh. And then when they're done with their day of work, they hit up rides. They're documenting it on social media.
Hmm.
Your company doesn't care where you work from. You can work from the happiest place in the world.
That's got to be a distraction, though. I mean,
it's also a happiness thing.
Yeah.
It's working for many.
Yeah.
Number two, the Boy Scouts of America, have you heard this? Will be changing their name, and it will go into effect early 2025 in an effort to be more inclusive. They're rebranding. They're going to be called Scouting America.
Hmm.
The organization has 176,000 girls signed up now, and 6,000 of them have achieved the rank of Eagle Scout.
Oh, wow.
They're rebranding everything. This takes place next year. It'll be hard to say it differently, won't it, after 115 years? And number three, Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut will stream live on Disney Plus, and they're expecting it to be the most watched WNBA
Disney Plus.
Game
That's interesting.
In history. Well, they've got that whole ESPN thing that they're about to roll out. So on May 14th, it's next week. Their tip-off games on Tuesday. So look for Caitlin. And there are other games, and you can stream them on Disney+.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. 877-310-4MSJ.
Love to hear from you. What's going on, Morgan?
So I just wanted to call in for Teacher Appreciation Day and Nurses Week.
Yes.
I have two big shout-outs that I would love to give. I want to start by saying my son was diagnosed with cancer in 2021. He is currently, we just celebrated 1 year cancer-free at the end of March.
Congrats.
Awesome.
Great.
How old is he?
Yes. He is currently 9.
Okay.
And, of course, I want to shout out to our favorite nurse at Akron Children's. Her name is Steph on the oncology floor.
Mm-hmm.
She was absolutely our saving grace during the 2 years of treatment that my son Blake went through. She really validated our feelings and really advocated for us when we didn't know how to advocate for ourselves going through such a hard time.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. my son looked forward to going to the hospital knowing that she was our nurse because of how amazing she was.
Mm. Unreal.
Yeah, she's to the point where, you know, she comes to my son's baseball games and we always joke that she's going to be invited to the wedding and the graduation. And the second shout out I would love to give is to Blake's teacher during the time of treatment. Her name is Miss Kaylee, and she just really went above and beyond. He wasn't able to attend school, so he missed pretty much, you know, the whole year. And Miss Kaylee would do virtual classes with him and FaceTime us when they were doing fun stuff, so he felt included in class. She would stay after hours, and Blake would come in for maybe an hour, like twice a week when he was able to, and she would stay after work hours to get that one-on-one time with him. And yeah, she was just absolutely incredible as well.
Yeah, you do have a double whammy thank you going on right now for the rest of your life. Absolutely. Really. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing them.
Wow.
How is Blake doing today?
He is doing great. We're trying to figure out what our new normal looks like, being healthy. He has really adapted back to normalcy as a nine-year-old boy, that's for sure.
And
have you as a mother?
I am getting there. I'm finally, you know, I had to put myself on the back burner for a while. So now I'm putting myself and making myself a priority. So
good.
Working on it.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well, Morgan.
Thank you. And thank you. You as well.
Thank you for helping us celebrate Nurses Week. Sam has music news next.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
The director of the Elvis movie, Baz Luhrmann, says, guess what? I think a second one is on the way.
I'm ready. Ready to fly.
He died at the end of the movie.
Okay, well, here's the catch. It is going to be a concert film.
Oh.
Baz Luhrmann says in doing the movie, the first movie, he said they found reels and reels of never-before-seen footage of Elvis on tour. He said they found cardboard boxes labeled Elvis outtakes, all kinds of stuff that he said he wants to put together. He talked about this before when the Elvis movie came out, but he says now, he said it's going to happen. We're going to have an Elvis concert movie.
So with the real Elvis?
Yes.
Or Austin Butler?
No. No mention of Austin or Tom Hanks.
It's not the same thing really at all. But he's doing it.
Yeah.
It would be him. Which means
it's
going to
be
a
cool Elvis concert.
That artistry flair that Baz Luhrmann brings.
It's kind of like when we got to see the Beatles in Get Back, together stuff there. All right. Moving on to Nashville. Lainey Wilson is going to get her own bar.
Man. That's the spot.
Here's the thing. This bar is the one that used to be the Florida Georgia Line bar. And since there is no more Florida Georgia Line, they closed it down over the weekend. There's a restaurant group, TC Restaurant Group. They own Luke Bryan's, Jason Aldean's, and Miranda Lambert's. It's like partnerships.
Okay.
So they went to her, to Lainey, and said, hey, this thing's closed. You want it? So she's going to do it.
Heck yes.
So we're going to have the Lainey Wilson bar. They're also the same company behind the Morgan Wallen bar.
Okay.
Insert any chair jokes here.
No, he wasn't at his bar when he did the chair thing. He was at Eric Church's
bar. Did you see the thing that they
put
up?
He supposedly did the chair
thing. Oh, yeah. Allegedly. Okay. The thing they put up on the balcony there.
No, Sam.
It says, please do not throw anything off of this balcony unless you're Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Okay.
They're funny, Eric Church. And I got to go back to the Met Gala because I just found this out. You know they had entertainment at the Met Gala?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande performed a concert.
Well, nobody knows because they don't.
Exactly.
The Vogue editor does not allow cell phones inside.
She did her greatest hits. She had 30 dancers, a 40-person choir.
Whoa.
And then to wrap it up, her Wicked co-star, Cynthia Erivo, got up on stage and they both did a duet and wrapped up the night.
Fantastic.
And we didn't get to see it.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
One of the biggest things that you can watch on Netflix right now is the Tom Brady roast. Now know this. No kids around when this roast is happening. It is not like the old roasts where people were, just picking at each other. This one is very rated R and very rough. Well, Kim Kardashian was one of the people who came on stage and, roasted Tom Brady, but she was booed as she was walking up.
Yep.
And Netflix has edited out, they've omitted the booing for when you are watching it now from the live event. She had some decent jokes.
All right, sorry guys, I would have written jokes for you, but I literally don't know who you are, so.
That's her turning her head over to the other football players who were in the room. She looked beautiful, but she got booed. And I'm thinking, she can handle that. You have to have really thick skin.
Her jokes were funny. I mean, she got cheered at the end.
She did.
When it was done.
But they edited that out. And they edited a lot of other things out just to tighten it up and make it shorter to watch.
Yeah.
But I think it's also because they have a relationship with her. She's going to be doing some programming through Netflix. So I'm sure she didn't ask them. They just did it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Yesterday, we got a new Despicable Me 4 trailer.
Nice work, gentlemen.
It's the sixth film in this franchise.
Whoa.
Steve Carell is back. Kristen Wiig is back. Miranda Cosgrove voicing a lot of minions. Okay. July 3rd in theaters this summer. So we established earlier that turtles are on the move. It's just the time of the year where they really are on the move.
Did we really establish that, or did you just say that?
I looked it up. It's true. They're on the move in the spring. I don't know why. Uh-huh. Probably has to do with mating.
The great turtle migration.
I would guess.
Well, they don't move very fast, so, you know, maybe they're working on Christmas right now.
A long-term plan.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, if you can move them safely for you, only move them the shortest distance possible. We covered this. And only in the direction they were going. Otherwise, stay out of it. You're supposed to leave them alone as much as possible. And I've only moved one so far this season. And I always will when I safely can. I can't help it. The thought of them getting run over kills
me. Yeah.
You know about the worst one I ever did, though, Murph.
No.
It was a long time ago. I told you about it the same day I told you. I didn't keep it from you. I was pregnant with Taylor. Yeah. Big pregnant. Big downpour of rain on that bridge near our house then.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped my car and put on the emergency. And it was a big turtle, as big as my laptop. So it was heavy. I almost toppled over moving that thing.
When you were
pregnant? Wobbly and pregnant and off balance. Yeah. But I still think about that turtle sometimes. I wonder if it's still alive.
I mean, as long as he didn't try to cross the street again, yeah, he probably is.
Well,
I mean, they can live to be, you know, depending on the species, like 100, 150, I don't know.
This one was big and old.
I hear, like right now, turtles are on the move.
They are!
Yeah, I heard that somewhere too, Sam. I just don't know where.
Yeah. You
know, oh, yeah, Jody said.
Just because everything is a cartoon to you doesn't mean there's not a real thing.
This just in, the turtles are on the move.
Well, I've seen two in the last week crossing the road, you know, trying to get somewhere. The other one.
Look, it's a good reminder, though, to say that, you know, don't compromise your own safety for that as much as you do.
Right.
You know that there are some people, unfortunately, that do that. You don't ever want to compromise your own safety.
What you are not supposed to do is change a turtle's direction. You're not supposed to pick it up in your yard
and go, talk about this already?
Let's play with it. And
is this the common sense department?
Put it somewhere else. It's the biology department. Anyway, turtles really are on the move.
Yeah, sure.